honestly, I think it's a terrible idea. Our public school system has been cut, you know, by millions of dollars, and the fact of putting a laptop in place of actual teaching by a teacher is a bad idea. We realize that we have to have cuts, but computers are not the only answer. They need teachers to teach these kids, and not every kid can learn on a laptop.
I think that technology is great if applied as a tool and not as as replacing a teacher. Nothing can ever replace a teacher and the human contact. I will be going up Wednesday, actually, to testify at the legislation.
Wow.
So, and I encourage everybody to get a hold of the IEA office in Twin Falls if they're interested in going up and speaking to legislation about this.
I think it's a very bad thing. I am a school teacher in a smaller school district, and what that's going to do for us is eliminate 6 teaching positions next year. We're already down 8 positions from last year. I think this is Tom Luna's way of forced consolidation of all the districts.
So is that number 6? I mean, you do know that number, that 6 teaching positions are going to be eliminated from your school?
Yes, if this passes, 6 positions eliminated from our school.
So obviously the classes aren't getting any smaller. So what's going to happen? Are they going to group them all together? How's that supposed to work?
As far as I understand it, with his plan, what will happen in our school district is that we have 32 students in the third grade. They will all be combined in my room next year if I survive the cuts. And he will... then in October, if I lose any students, then I'm not sure what will happen, because he's proposing that I could be fired in October if any students move out of my district, because it goes below the ceiling of 32 students a classroom. It's insane. I had 28 students last year and 5 special ed students in my classroom. I could barely get around to anybody at that time anyway. This is disaster. This is designed to eventually break the school systems and put them together in consolidation. And he ultimately, 2 years ago in the newspaper, said he wanted to turn our school systems over to corporations. Do we want corporate-run schools? Do we want our children turned into commodities? And that's exactly where he's headed.
It is absolutely insane. You know, they want to get the freshmen laptops, do away with our teachers, increase class size. None of our teachers would have a guaranteed job the next year.
What would that be based on?
What do you mean, what would that be based
on?
Well,
you're saying none of the teachers would have a guaranteed job next year. You're saying after this
reapply?
Is passed, like every year, are they up for reapplication, or how does that work?
Yeah, every year. I mean, there's no, it's just a 1-year contract, and it used to be that in May is when they would sign their contract.
Uh-huh.
For the following year, and now they're going to push it to July 1st, and then they still have the option of somewhere in October letting teachers go.
I see. What I'm asking is, what would the criteria for dismissal be? Is that based on just simply class size, or are there some performance related issues in there as well?
You know, there's performance. They're going to be based on, their performance is based on 50% of the test grades, or 50% of their performance is based upon test grades from the kids. And then basically, if the school board doesn't want to hire them back, they don't have to. They don't even have to give a reason.
I'm one of the guys that's for these reforms, and I'm trying to figure out how they keep coming up. Every teacher I've heard on the radio and on the news and everything keeps talking about 32 and 35. Seems like every teacher has that many kids in their class, but the state average is 18. So where are all these averages coming from? I know how they came up with the average. It's the number of students divided by the number of certified teachers in the school district. So what are all these other certified teachers doing if other teachers have 35 students? I know a couple weeks ago at the State House, when they were doing testimony, a couple teachers from the Boise area stood up and talked about how they had 32 and 35. And before the meeting was over, people had done research, and one teacher had 21 and 25. If we're going to debate it, you have to be honest about the debate. You can't be lying. You can't be screwing numbers. One thing they talk about is laptops and how it's so awful for every kid. Tom Luna has said multiple times what he wants is every kid from 9th to 12th will have a computer in their classroom. It's up to the school district what they want to do with it. If they want to send it home with the kids, fine. If they want to keep it there. But he wants the laptops. Every classroom they walk into, they'll have a computer in front of them. You can now, you know, if you go to college, you can buy books online now on your laptop. You don't have to carry around a book. He wants that to be done there. I used to be on the school board, and when we updated our math books, it was $600,000 just to get math books for the high school. Now you'd be able to just buy it online. There's no binding. There's no printing costs. I mean, it's just a no-brainer. We have to do something.
What do you think about the performance-based? We had one teacher say, well, whether or not I have a job next year depends on how my classroom does this year. What do you think about that?
Well, you know what? You always hear about teachers wanting more pay and they compare themselves to other people out in the business world. How are you paid as a radio personality? Are you paid if people listen to your station? Or if you're not bringing people to 95.7, are they going to move on with something different? It's how you perform. And if you want to be paid to the best of your abilities, that's how it works. I mean, that's life in the business world. That's what you and I live by. That's how they want to be paid, but they don't want to be degraded.